Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
If I'm sad or if I'm mad, but I'm definitely going to be spewing out on this show because one thing is for sure, I am sick of it. I am sick of the tragedies that are going on that, in my opinion, are needless. The tragedies of terror happening in our country and even around the world. What must be done? What is this evil? Why is it happening? Why is it still alive? And how do we end it? That's what I'm going to be talking to you in the show today. I want you to join in and call in and give me your opinion as well. What do you think needs to be done to finally end the terror? Another Sadiq, another righteous man, another righteous person cut down in his prime, father of six. All he did all his life, good deeds, helping other people. And the evil ones cut him down. And the evil ones get away with it. And we see more and more of the evil attacks. I'm sick of it. We have the power to stop it. It's almost, I don't even want to use this expression because it belittles the situation, but Dorothy and her ruby red slippers had the power all the time to stop this. The Israeli government and the West, by the way, these powerful governments have the power to stop this, but they don't. And so the good are cut down. And so there is more pain in this world. And so there are less good people in this world, less good deeds, less wonderful things happening that are helping other people, and more of the evil rising. When will this stop? I'm going to be alone with you on the show today. I want you to call in and speak with me. When we, the last segment on the show, we're going to have on Shifra Hoffman. So you've got to call in soon, the first and second segments, and speak with me. Tell me what your solution is. I'm going to tell you what I think it is, but I want to hear from you as well. Does it not bother you? Or is it just another headline in the paper where you cluck your tongue and then turn the page and then go out bowling? I want to know. Hi to everybody who's listening from all over the world. Invite your friends to the chat room. Be with me. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Show because I've had enough, and I've had enough before, but you know, life goes on and things happen, but we cannot get callous. We cannot forget these things. There is evil in this world. Governments and powers that be are keeping them alive. I'm going to tell you a little bit why also in the show, and I'm going to also give you my opinion on how to end it. And I would like to hear yours as well. You can call into the show. Our phone numbers are on our homepage at israelnewstalkradio.com. We have a caller on the line, but we're going to just wait just a minute because I first want to talk to you about the latest terror victim, a tzaddik, which is means a righteous person, a righteous man in Israel. His name, Raziel Shevach. You know, Raziel... The name Raziel means it's an angel, keeper of secrets, angel, keeper of secrets. Here is a guy who wasn't a big famous person, but he was doing good deeds all the time, kind of like, you know, keeping his good deeds a secret. And his last name, Shevach, is praise. This is a man that did good deeds all of his life. He fathered 6 children, small children. He made his wife happy. He made his community happy. He volunteered for Magen David Adom, which is Israel's emergency medical service. He did so many good things, and he was slaughtered on the road, cut down by the evil ones that Mahmoud Abbas would happily pay, and that our government tries to avoid having these things happen but doesn't solve the problem. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer patient. Well, of course, we don't want the cancer patient to have breakout with sores. We want to keep him healthy. But they don't go in and do the drastic surgery that needs to be done. They don't go in and cut out the cancer. They don't change the daily life. They don't change the diet. They don't change the lifestyle. They don't treat the patient properly. And we know how to do it. And it's not being done. What is your reason? What is your solution for ending the terror? What do you think about these terror attacks? Does it enrage you? Because if it doesn't enrage you, if it doesn't touch you, if it doesn't bother you, if you can just go on living and go bowling and do all the things that you usually do, okay, some of you don't go bowling. Just going on with your life, you go to the dentist, you're getting your stuff, your kids' books for school, you're going to this, you're going to the PTA meeting, you're going to Walmart, or you're going to the store, or you're just doing everything the same, and all you do is cluck your tongue. It's a terrible thing, such a terrible thing, that poor man, that poor family. And then you go on and you don't do anything about it. You are of no help, and you're also of no feeling. Do you have to wait until it hits you, God forbid? Because hitting this wonderful man, Raziel Shevach, and his wonderful family is hitting us. We are all part of the same body. And if you don't feel it, then there's something wrong with your nervous system. There's something wrong with your connection to the Jewish people. There's something wrong with your connection to having a good, proper morality and value system. This must bother you. This must enrage you. This must make you want to react, that you want to find a solution for this and you want this to stop. What do you think? I want to hear from you. Call in. Set me on the right track if I'm on the wrong track. Let's go to our caller now from Oregon. We have joining us Shoshana. Shalom, Shoshana. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Tamar. I read about this just a couple of hours ago, and I couldn't stop crying because I know what kind of a man this was. I think he was on a motorcycle with the Magen David Adom and giving aid to people. He was a father, a young man, a young wife, and slaughtered. Tamar, this has got to change, and I know we can't say all people are good or all people are bad and lump everybody as one. We need to raid the village that these people came from, these monsters came from, destroy it. Just flatten it. I also read in the article that the family didn't have electricity, warm, hot water and electricity in their house. But there's plenty of electricity in Gaza, isn't there? Bezeq doesn't close off their electricity. The Gaza, they don't even pay the bill. If I didn't pay my bill to Bezeq, boy, they turned it off really fast. She doesn't have hot water, but they do in Gaza. Excuse me? I am so sick of this. Anyways, that's about it. Be well.
Shoshana, you brought up a really good point. You know, you brought up a good point and showing the diverse, that the how the terrorists are living in Gaza or if they're not terrorists in Gaza, they're a terrorist-supporting entity because they voted the Hamas in democratic elections, are living better, that they have electricity given by the Israeli government, and the Israeli government does not give electricity to their community there. And only now, after this happened, did the prime minister come up and say, we want to give electricity to Chavat Gilad there. It is a very good point that you brought up. And Shoshana, I'm going to ask you, your tears, I believe that your tears matter. They have weight, that they reach the heavens. And you are not the prime minister. I am not the prime minister. We cannot change things. We cannot send the army in. We cannot give orders what to do. But our tears do help. Our prayers do help. In fact, in Judaism, we say that our mouth, the words that come out of our mouth, are very, very powerful. So you continue to pray and continue to support the proper people that are fighting this, and with everything that you can. And God bless you, Shoshana, that you feel, that you even listen to these programs, that you call in, that you feel part of the Jewish nation, because you are part of the Jewish nation. I want to bless you abundantly with that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Zamora. Be well.
This is a good Jew, folks. This is a Jew that cares, and God bless Shoshana. I commend her very much. Just that she calls in the show makes me feel better as a Jewish woman that I have a Jewish sister who cares from all the way across the ocean to the other side of the continent. It is a strength. There is a strength in unity. Let me read you just a little bit about Raziel Shevach. He's a rabbi. Let me read you a little bit here that the editor of the Jerusalem Post wrote about him. This is from, again, the Jerusalem Post this last weekend, paradigm-changing murder. Sometimes only after a tragedy are the amazing lives of special people revealed to the public. That was the case with Rabbi Raziel Shevach, an educator, a mohel, by the way, is someone who goes and gives a circumcision. He was a volunteer at Magen David Adom, that's Israel's emergency medical service. He also volunteered at Kav Lachim and other organizations. He was a father of six and a dedicated husband. Shevach used his limited time on earth to the utmost in the service of good. You see, folks, he used his life for the service of good, diametrically opposed to what these terrorists, these Islamic Arab terrorists in the Palestinian Authority, live their lives for: evil, to kill, to spill blood, to murder, to curse, to do all these evil things. He continues here. After his murder at the hands of despicable Islamic terrorists on Tuesday night, some of Raziel's many contributions to making the world a better place have become better known. It is a small consolation for a great loss. Compounding the magnitude of the loss is the knowledge that it could have been avoided. The terrorists who pulled the trigger were acting within a very specific religious and culture climate that is being fostered by an ostensibly moderate Palestinian Authority. By the way, the Palestinian Authority, in front of me, I have taped this article in front of me with the headline, Abbas says, I will continue terrorist payments. Palestinian Authority chairman reiterates his support for Arabs who committed terrorist attacks against Israelis. He says he will continue to pay them money. And guess where he gets this money from? You and me. Our taxes, whether you're here in Israel, whether you're in the West, the taxes that prop up and keep the Palestinian Authority machinery running and oiled, they are the ones whose money is going to pay these murderers to cause havoc and evil and sorrow in the world and take out the good people, slaughter the good people, and continue to live their life, because Israel doesn't kill them. Israel puts them in jails, lets them get an education, sometimes lets them have marital rights as well. They'd certainly have electricity. What do you think about all of this? In the next segment, I'm going to read you a little bit more about what's going on, and then I'm going to give you my solutions. I'd like you to call in again and give me your solutions and how you feel about this. This is your last chance to do so in this next segment because we're going to be having a guest on the last segment. I would really like to hear from you. Come into the chat room. Tell us your first name and where you're listening from, what country. I want to see where you're listening from. I want to meet you here in the chat room. Say hello to us all. It's a friendly place to be. And get involved. Get emotional about it. And then do something. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
The names Aaron Shaul, Hadar Golden, Avraham Mengistu. Are they familiar to you at all? If they aren't, they should be. These are three of our sons who are still in the Hamas-controlled Gaza today. The Hamas refuses to return our boys home. Aaron Shaul and Hadar Golden, soldiers, Avraham Mengistu, an Ethiopian Jew who wandered into Gaza. Let me read you a little bit about these people and why the Hamas is still holding them, why the Hamas doesn't give our boys back to our families, the pain that the nation is in, the pain that the parents are in. This is from the Jewish Telegraph agency. They write here about Aaron Shaul and Hadar Golden, two IDF soldiers that were taken, their bodies apparently dragged through the tunnels into Gaza from Israel. They say one family lost their son in late July 2014. The other lost theirs on the 1st of August in the same year. One family has lobbied the United Nations and crossed an ocean in hopes of bringing their son's remains back. You see, folks, they won't even have the decency, this evil entity, to return the remains of our soldiers when we are constantly giving them their terrorist remains back. We shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't exist. But let me go on here. I don't want to go off on this rant of mine. I want to read you this information here. In hopes of bringing their son's remains back. I mean, what do they want to do? All they want to do is have their son buried so they can visit their son's grave. God forbid the Hamas should do something like that. The other family mostly stays home. They're probably in utter shock and despair and depressed and depression, and they can't even move. Have you ever been depressed before? You can't even get out of bed. You can't even comb your hair. You can't even brush your teeth. One family is sure that their son is dead. The other is plagued by uncertainty. But one thing unites the Golden and Shaul families. Of the 67 sets of Israeli parents who lost their sons in the Gaza War in 2014, only theirs have not returned. Now, Leah Golden, the mother, and Zahava Shaul, another mother of these boys, look burned out and constantly on the verge of tears. As the two mothers separately talk through their ordeals, by their sides, their husbands, Simcha Golden and Herzl Shaul, look dejected. You know, folks, I am the mother of four IDF soldiers. And I'm trying to hold my tears back as I'm talking to you here at the mic because I'm trying to be professional. But my Jewish mother, my mother instincts are crying for these women. Not only have they lost their sons, but they can't even visit their bodies. They can't even have their bodies back. What kind of cruel, disgusting, evil entity is this? And why do we let them exist? You know, a while ago, I was down in Ashkelon and I traveled further south. I went to Sderot, and there's a hill right across from the town of Sderot where you can stand there and you have a beautiful view of Gaza. And as we're looking at that, someone says, why is it still there? Why is Gaza still there? I have that question as well. There's another boy who is alive, apparently, as far as we know. His name is Avraham Mengistu. He's an Ethiopian Jew, a black Jew. On September 4th in 2014, Avraham Mengistu, a then 28-year-old Ethiopian Israeli from the city of Ashkelon, crossed into northern Gaza from Zikim Beach. Now, if you look at a map, you've got the Mediterranean coast of Israel. If you go down the coast, you find Ashkelon. After Ashkelon, you've got a couple of kibbutzim. You've got kibbutz Zikim. They have a beach there. And if you keep walking along the beach there, it's possible to get into Gaza. Now, let me go back to this article. This is from the Times of Israel, by the way. He was spotted by IDF security cameras, but made it through the fence before troops could reach the scene. I want to say here that this Ethiopian young man that went into Gaza, he is reportedly mentally handicapped, mentally challenged. He was picked up by a Hamas patrol, and his family has not heard from him since. This was 3 to 4 years ago, 2014. Not heard from him. Where is the Red Cross? Why does the Red Cross go to every other country and make them abide by the rules? But when it comes to the Arabs, when it comes to the Palestinian Authority, the Hamas or the Hezbollah, etc., etc., and when it comes to a Jew being the victim, nowhere to be found. They don't press. They haven't even heard from their son. Can you imagine if you had a child and he went into the hands of terrorists? You don't know if he's calling for you. Mommy, mommy, Ima, Ima, help me, help me. They're hurting me. They're starving me. They're torturing me. You don't know if he's dead. You don't know if he's alive. I would so much like to go into this more, but I don't have time on the show. I want to give you my solutions, and this is your chance to call in now with yours, because the next segment I have a guest on, I won't be able to take you for that. So call now. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. The Israeli government and the Western governments need to take off take away all the clutter of all the noise that they're hearing of, you can't do this, this is not politically correct, but there might be some good people. You know, in World War II, when we fought the Nazis in Germany, we didn't look at the good Germans. There were some good Germans. There were some righteous Germans. But when you are in a war, you cannot look at individuals. You have to look at the nation that is fighting against you, and you have to defeat that nation. You have to bring that nation to its knees. I'm not talking about a genocide. I'm not talking about killing every man, woman, and child. We're human beings. We want people to live and be better. We're rooting for people. But when you have a nation that's going against you and trying to kill you, you are obligated to protect yourself, to protect your lives, to protect the lives of your citizens. And that means you don't have the luxury of looking for the good people that might be in that nation. And admittedly, there are some good Arabs in the Palestinian Authority and some good Arabs in Gaza. They help Israel. They give Israel information. They see what a corrupt, disgusting government they have there. Unfortunately, there are not enough of them. But right now, you have a Hamas that are bombing Israel, sending rockets, aiming them at Jewish communities, men, women, and children. mortar shells firing at us, terrorist attacks, digging tunnels, which we just destroyed yesterday, by the way. And when we destroyed their tunnel the other day, it didn't just go boom. It went boom, 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 boom. Why? Because apparently they had a lot of explosives and bombs and guns and weaponry down there that exploded when we exploded the tunnel. What were they going to be used against? Who were they going to be used against? Let me think. Jews? Certainly not the Egyptians. When you have an entity like this, you have to take out the clutter. You have to look at things straight. We have in the story, in the Torah and the Talmud, talks about from the tribe of Dan, a man named Hushim ben Dan. He was deaf. And when they went to bury Jacob, our forefather Jacob, from Egypt, they had a huge funeral procession. They took him into the land of Israel, to Hebron, to the cave of the patriarchs, where Abraham and Isaac were buried, and their wives, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, were all buried there. Now Yaakov, Jacob, was supposed to be buried there. And who comes to stop this procession but his twin brother, Esav? And sadly, Esav didn't want him buried there. There was still hatred there. Sadly, I say this. And he stopped it. He says, no, who says that you own this? Where's the deed? I want to see the deed. Blah, 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 blah. Clutter, clutter, clutter. Noise, noise, noise. The Jews don't know what to do. The Hebrews don't know what to do. Should we run back? They send Naphtali. Run back to Egypt. Get the deed. Show this man who's challenging us and stopping this burial, doing this desecration of leaving the dead out in the sun. Go and get the deed. But how long would that take? And how much more desecration would there be for the dead? So you have Hushim ben Dan. He's deaf. He sees right through the clutter because he doesn't hear all the masao matan. He doesn't hear all the reasons why. And some of them sound like good reasons. You know, I'm politically correct. And we have to show legalities and all this conversation going back and forth. He just sees that his grandfather is lying out there. His burial is being prevented by this evil man that doesn't want him to be buried there. And he goes and he takes his sword and he chops off his head. Done. Finished. Jacob can now be buried. Peace on earth. Get rid of the evil. Destroy the Hamas government. Do the Arabs there a favor who are living in Gaza under that corrupt regime. Bring in Israeli law and order. Bring in Jews back there. Make more business, more prosperity. And put in law and order and punish anyone who tries to raise their evil heads to commit terror and hurt other people and spill blood and want to kill a Jew because they're a Jew. Take out these anti-Semites. Teach them a lesson. Teach others a lesson. And we do it benevolently because that's who we are. All right. Let me get back with the speaking of Schiffer Hoffman. You can write me, by the way, and tell me your thoughts. Let me write that.
Hey everyone, this is Ari Folder. I want to invite you all to join me on my weekly show, Bulletproof, here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's the weekly show we discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda that's spread throughout the universe, both from outside Israel, including also inside Israel. Join me every week, and let's defend Israel together.
Bulletproof. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio, and we're talking about how to end these terror attacks. I had talked to you about Hushim ben Dan, how he cut through the noise, he did what needed to be done. The answer, my friends, is in the Torah. God tells us what to do with the inhabitants here, to drive them out, to drive them out. And otherwise, they're going to be pins in our eyes, thorns in our sides. It's going to it's going to be a bad situation. You know what? I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to let our next guest come on here and talk about it. We have joining us now Shifra Hoffman. She's the founder of victimsofarabterror.org. She's the director of Shuva.net, and she has what to say about this latest terror attack and all the terror that's hitting Israel and all the tragedies. Welcome to the show, Shifra Hoffman.
Thank you, Tamar. I want to say thank the Almighty God that he gave us the land of Israel. And what did we do in return? We are shaming the name of God. There's a certain passage in the Bible in which the prophet says that he begs God to forgive us for shaming his name. How dare the government of Israel, each time there's another attack, say, we are fighting the terror and we'll catch the murderers. And when they do catch the murderers, they send them into the prison hotel where they have certain prisoner rights. They say telephones, good meals, a bed to sleep on. And until the next exchange, which the terrorists, you know, the late and great Rabbi Meir Kahan of blessed memory that I'm proud I was with him for over 20 years, from the very beginning, even the United States, and he wrote and said that this is going to happen, and so they put him in prison with the Arab terrorists. Yes, that's what they did. The government of Israel, when it comes to Yom Kippur, should stand in the synagogue and beat their breasts loud, loud and clear, and say, we cannot say we are not guilty of this. We have the means. Why don't they use them? We're not saying to kill the Arabs. Even Rabbi Kahan of Tzatzel, may his memory be blessed, said, I don't hate Arabs, I love Jews. Let them go to their 22 countries if they can't live like human beings, and leave us for our one country. But no, the thinking of the government and Bibi Netanyahu, what will the world say? The widow of this latest terror attack victim, Rabbi Shebach, said to him, why did it take someone to die, someone close to her husband, and left six kids in order to connect electricity where we're living? What is wrong with you, you people who only want politics and politics, and you don't even care about the death of your own kin, of your own brothers and sisters after the Holocaust? Shame on you.
Shifra, I don't know. I know you had other topics you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we can talk to each other. You know, the people, the listeners, and the people who write into the letters to the editor are much smarter than the government. 9 out of 10 say that the Arabs should be transferred, expelled to their own countries. But the government of Israel has the power to do so, doesn't. It hand-ties the soldiers. A soldier today is afraid to shoot a terrorist because of what they did to Elul Azariah, that they put him in prison. It's like the patients are running the asylum. And the only thing that seems to be the priority for Israel's politicians is that they should unseat whoever is in government. When it's a right-wing government, the left-wing says, no, we can't get rid of him. And they demonstrate. They didn't come out and demonstrate with thousands on the victims of Arab terror. They come out to demonstrate that they want to be in power. And when it's a left-wing government, the right-wing also says, no, we can't have these people. We will never get salvation from the politicians. Politicians mostly care about their seat, their power, and their reputation to be liked by the goyim and liked by the nations. And this is a sin. It's a terrible sin against the Jewish people. So I pray and hope that we can wake them up. I don't have so much hope for them, but I think that the people should wake up, and there should not be 1 inch of our the precious and sacred soil given up to, especially to enemies, and instead let us build everywhere the way the Torah told us. God said, to you and your kin, to your descendants, the Almighty God gave this land, one land of Israel. We have the right to build everywhere and stop asking stupid questions from the world who saw a Holocaust and didn't care if 6 million Jews were killed.
You wanted to talk about the need for an emergency conference focusing on the issue of Aliyah, or moving
yes,
to Israel.
You know,
moving to Israel.
Aliyah means going up. It means going to the land of Israel. For thousands of years, Jews prayed and asked the Almighty God, please, let us see your return to Zion. In 1948, with the help of God, we returned. And instead of building everywhere and telling Jews openly, now is the time for you to come home, there was the thinking, no, how are we going to absorb all these Jews? How are you going to absorb them? That's what they said before the Russians. When we struggled to get the Jews from Russia out, they said, where will we put all these Jews? Today, thank God, they're in the highest echelons of society. They contribute. They're doctors, lawyers. They're in the army. Don't worry about where we're going to put them. You Jews in America especially, because there's a myth. It cannot happen in America. What happened in Germany can never happen in America. No? Why don't you open up the internet and see? You don't only have to look at our site, which is www.shuva.net. Look at the Google in anti-Semitism in America. Your hair will stand on them to see all of these swastikas, attacks, kill the Jews. Even on Facebook, they had a Kill the Jew Day. So what are you doing there? Why are you sitting there? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting that, God forbid, there should be another Holocaust? You are responsible for yourself. Don't look at your leaders. If your leaders don't do that and organize an emergency conference to say, we are going home, then don't listen to them. Just like you wouldn't listen to them if they told you a tip on the stock market, which you feel is not right. This is more. This is your future. This is your family, your children, your grandchildren. And by the way, the picture of Israel as being a war zone is wrong. Every day I bless God as much as I can for every minute here. There's nothing missing. Good food. You can get help from all the health agencies like Nefesh B'Nefesh. When I came, we didn't get much. We got what they call the absorption center, and we had to live there and as much as we could until we could find an apartment. Today you get help. You get monetary remuneration. They want people here. They want Jews here. But you don't want to come? Don't blame anyone. Don't ever ask, where was God? God is going to ask you, where were you?
Shifra, let me just play devil's advocate with one question because we're getting towards the end of the show. What would you say to people who are saying, well, I have a family. I don't have a job over there. How, you know, if I can get a job, if you can find me a job, I'll come. What would you say?
There are jobs, but some people think that they have to exchange what they call Far Rockaway, is a place in America, for Far Rockaway, for something here in Israel. You're not going to have the same job that you had, no. But take any job. Take any job and kiss the soil and know that you are safe and you are free. I remember how I kissed the ground when I came in 1986. I said, thank you, dear God, I'm home. And you're fine. If you have the faith and the hope, you'll find what to do. Some people who don't find jobs that are made to them, they make their own jobs. They work from home. And there are so many startup companies here. What do you think, in America you're going to have gold on the streets? It's running out, my dear Jews, and time is running out for you.
All right, Shifra, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, do we have a moment yet?
Do we have another minute? Yes, you have another minute.
Okay. I just want to tell you what I said when we made Aliyah and they made us a farewell. I wrote this poem, Homeward Bound. Why have I chosen to uproot and hope that Jews will follow suit? To leave this land where I was born, in spite of those who fear and mourn, it isn't safe. The terror grows, and what will be, God only knows. How can I make you understand? Israel is my precious land. For so long my heart has yearned, and now at last I can return. I go for shtetlos that was lost in Eastern Europe's Holocaust, for Jews from Russia and Iran who cannot leave, indeed I can. Therefore I go quite free of will, the age-old dream now to fulfill, no more to wander and to roam. Thank you, dear God, I'm coming home.
Beautiful. Ken Yerbu, it should happen, it should multiply, and more Jews should come home. Shifra.
They can get in touch with me by HoffmanShifra@gmail.com, and do get in touch with me. I'd be glad to help you as much as I can.
All right. God bless you, Shifra. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your encouragement all the time for Jews to make Aliyah. All right. We've come to the end of the show, everybody. I want to remind you that if you have any comments or questions, you can write me Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Again, T-A-M-A-R at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Love to hear from you. Tell me what country you're listening from, if you're here in Israel, what city you're listening from, and I will get back to you. It is wonderful to be able to connect with you. I hope that I have stirred up something inside of you that Again, you are not the Prime Minister of Israel. You are not the President of the United States. You are not the President of France, of the UK, the Prime Minister, et cetera, et cetera. But what you can do, you are expected to do. And what can you do? You can certainly shed tears. That's good, but it's not enough. You can write letters to your government ministers, to your newspapers, letters to the editors. You can pray. That's a very good thing. You can support the causes of people who are working and can do some things to help alleviate the situation and can help tip the scales, to help let other people know. And whatever you can do, you should be doing. And do not let Rav Raziel Shavak's death be for nothing. Let it hit something in you. Let it start something in you that's going to make you a better person, make you more involved, and make the nation and the good people of the world stronger. You've been listening to The Tamar Yonah Show. Next up, Ari Fold.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.